This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Rumors have been circulating since January, and now all has been revealed concerning the future of Amazon's music streaming services. Currently, Amazon only offers music streaming to its Amazon Prime members and offers a fairly limited catalog. According to recent reports, however, this policy is being traded in for one that is oddly more inclusive and exclusive at the same time. Their new streaming service will offer two options, one for $5 a month and one for $10. The difference? The $5 a month plan is only available to owners of the Amazon Echo, the voice-activated speaker that does everything from playing music to basic Wikipedia searches to ordering things from Amazon Prime, Ubers, and Domino's Pizza. The caveat is that the option won't allow subscribers to play music anywhere other than the Echo. The $10 a month plan is much more inclusive. It'll be available to everyone, Prime member or otherwise, and will allow subscribers to play music on any device. Austin City Limits Festival has announced this year's set of official late-night shows. As to be expected, none of the headliners, save Major Lazer, are playing after-hours shows, but there will be a number of great heavyweights lighting up some of Austin's smaller stages in just over a month. Between September 29th and October 8th, you can see Band of Horses, Two Door Cinema Club, LL Cool J, and Andrew Bird at Stubbs on different nights, catch Bob Moses at Vulcan, M83 at ACL Live, Junior Junior at Emo's, and over a dozen other groups over the 2 weeks. Tickets for all of these shows are available on the C3 Concerts website. It's whipped cream, tastes mean from the back. She bounced with LL, now shorty's on the maps. I put the Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.